for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
Congratulations, Ollie Tate, on the Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. He did look a little bit puzzled when I came up to him and said, you've got the award for today. So we'll find out his thoughts in a moment. But he matched up against his job this game was on Darcy Lang. So when you're given the job, that was the highest vote getter for the Matheson, but obviously couldn't win the award. How did you approach the game when you're given a big task like that ahead of a big final?
Yeah, firstly, thanks for the player of the day. Very surprising. There's probably 21 other blokes that probably deserve this more than I did, so very very thankful. Darce, he's obviously, super player, a number of years on an AFL list, super smart around the stoppages, plays both sides of his body, so thankfully I know Darce quite well and had a bit of time with him at Geelong VFL last year, so had a good understanding of how he would play and how he would try and sort of manipulate me around a stoppage. He was still, super smart. He was still able to get me into a few of those stoppages and get his hands on the ball. But, I think knowing him probably played a big advantage in me going into the game today.
And in the midfield, we spoke about you definitely got on top of them in that respect. And, Trent West normally gives you first use with his hit-outs. But today, I thought, even more than last time I saw you play, you really synced up well. So those hit-outs were going to advantage. They were hitting players on the run. There was one play there, almost, Kingy called it the play of the year, where he got Thompson on the run and then he laced someone out in the forward line. And so it just looked like it was really working well there with his hit-outs going to your advantage.
Yeah, definitely. He matched up against a quality ruckman in Henry Walsh. Walsh is, nice and tall and manoeuvres his body really well. So it was a key matchup for us for West in the ruck, but he did a super job. We thought that if we could get him on the outside, a bit like that play, get a bit of speed and intensity through the ball and through the stoppage, that we could get him out the front. And it probably worked into our advantage that Westy was able to, particularly in that sort of second and third quarter, he was sort of really, dominated in the ruck and got it on the outside, and just the play opened up from him.
Ollie, congratulations. I think Kirsch makes the decisions on the Sporties Player of the Day. He's got about 12 ticks next to some players, so it was pretty even, pretty keenly contested. So I think surprising but unsurprising, obviously. And coming back into the team, just give us a sense of how you fitted back into the Leopold squad and the team after your efforts with the VFL.
Obviously, in and out of Geelong VFL, and a few of our boys have done that. Tom Feely, Burgess, and the Herberts have all done that throughout the year. So, we really enjoy coming back to Leopold. Everyone's really welcoming, and we love playing local footy when we get the opportunity. So, they make it super welcoming, and it's really good to be part of the group.
You've played a lot of VFL football. You played at North Ballarat, you played at Williamstown, you played at Geelong. In terms of country footy, I mean, before, up that way, where did you play your country football connected to those?
I've got probably too many jumpers.
Right, okay.
I played junior footy for North Ballarat and then played, obviously a bit of VFL with North Ballarat, and they had a development league or reserves at the time, so I didn't play a lot of local footy back then. Moved to Perth, played in Perth for a bit in the Waffle, and then I've had a few different local clubs throughout the time. I lived in Melbourne, so I had a couple of clubs there up in Yarrawah, and so it's nice to finally I've had Leopold for probably three of the last 4 years, it's nice to be able to finally call them home.
Settled in Geelong now, so that's going to be your home club.
Settled in Geelong, moved down last year, and settled in Geelong, and happy at Leopold.
Ollie, congratulations. It's Kirsch here, mate. Great game and great win. I do like your humbleness. I thought you played a terrific game today, and I thought at times when you had ball in hand, you really controlled the game, and I think you're selling yourself a little bit short and playing it down a bit. You played a terrific game, mate.
Obviously, you didn't watch the first half.
Well, mate, you controlled the game all for the first half. It was fantastic.
I'll tell you what, Ollie, be careful. You can take it back off.
I'll give it to someone else if you like, Ollie. If it's... I know Pup will take it off you, that's for sure.
The old man was just saying, I need the game to slow down. I normally work into the game in the second half. It's too quick for me in the first half.
Mate, I thought you played a really good game. I thought we were just talking to Buddha before in relation to, obviously, offensively, you guys were really good and you press really hard forward. But defensively, you looked really set up every time Colac had a forward entry or even a forward half entry. Your back six and your sort of defensive slide wingers were set up really well. And your forwards press up the ground as well and make it really hard for Colac to move the ball. How did you see that unfolding in front of you or you in that setup as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, the back six, yeah, and obviously the wingers, or the back seven and the wingers have done a super job over the last 2 weeks to keep St. Joey's to four goals last week and Colac to, I don't know, it was probably three goals at three-quarter time. They obviously got a few in the end. They've done a super job. Like, we're really settled down there at the moment. We've got a nice mix between, you know, some talls and some smalls, and it's nice to have a few sort of defensively-minded wingers to slide back in Hughesy and Tom Feely. So, yeah, I feel like, yeah, the back six is strong and really, you know, holding their own down there.
You're playing in a prelim. You're one step away from a grand final. Is that something that is a surprise, or you think that you know, that's exactly where you deserve to be playing this brand of footy right now?
I absolutely believe that we deserve to be in the prelim. You know, we've been building nicely throughout the year. We've started to get a bit of continuity with players and with the squad at the moment, and you know, we've got good players playing good footy at the right time of the year. So yeah, I think we absolutely deserve to, you know, be in the prelim. And yeah, the old cliche, one game at a time, but I think we can, you know, ruffle a few feathers next week.
You've already done that, and you more than deserve a prelim spot. Don't worry about that. If you can do what you did to Colac today, next Saturday you'll be on your way to the big dance, mate. No worries about that at all.
Ollie, now we always ask this of our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day, and we've had a few from Leopold, actually.
We have,
yes,
haven't we?
Yes, we have. You've got a partner, obviously, that you will normally take. You've got a partner that you take to the Leopold Sporties and have a nice dinner, or...?
Due for a date night.
So due for a date, there you go, perfect. Well, just don't tell her you got a freebie, that's okay, and just take her to the Sporties. Now, if you had to take somebody from the club who's a, you know, a good bloke and or a good person, good lady anyway, somebody else, who from the Leopold club would you take to the Leopold Sporties for dinner?
He works there, so it'll be half price. So I'll go Mitch Burgess. It's his 21st birthday today.
Yes, it is.
So I'll take Mitchie. Him for a birthday dinner, and yeah.
Nice. All right, now
he can get the discount as well.
You're perfect. You get two for the price of one. Well done. Good work. Now, if there was a reptile at the club that you wouldn't take, who would that be?
Oh, it's a good question. They're all good blokes. I wouldn't.
No, come on. You've got to have their one. Last week, yeah. Tom Feely tipped in Jet Matthews very quickly.
Did he? What?
Very quickly, like within 2 seconds.
Cool. We've had Jesse Lothian a few times.
Yeah. So who would you? Who's a reptile you go, no, I'm not taking him?
No, I'll double down on Jet Matthews.
Oh!
He must be a real pest.
We're going to give it to him one day so he can just go through the team and go, exactly, I'm not taking any of those blokes. Jet Matthews.
He'll take some scouts.
Gee whiz. Oh, all right. Well, that's okay. Congratulations, Ollie. Go inside, and because I know you're freezing cold down there. Well done.
Thanks.
Yeah, well done, Ollie. Well done, Ollie. Take the Leopold Sporties Player of the Day this afternoon.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.